Part 3. You will hear 5 extracts of people talking about their last holiday. You will hear the recording twice. How did each speaker feel about their holiday? As you listen, choose from the list A to F. There is one extra letter, which you do not need to use. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions. First, you will listen to an example. Listen to speaker 0. This was my dream holiday. I'd always wanted to see Africa and especially animals I'd only seen in zoos in their natural habitat. I went with my husband and 2 children, who were all really excited too. We flew to Nairobi and then we were taken by jeep into the savannah. We had an excellent local guide with us and he made sure everything went to plan. It was a fantastic experience. Answer G is the correct answer. Speaker 1.
Well, what I really wanted was a summer similar to when I was a child. Staying in bed until midday, watching TV, relaxing in the garden. But after a few days, I began seeing all the jobs that needed doing around the place. Soon, I was putting up shelves, cutting the grass, doing some painting. The only time I went out was to go to the local DIY shop for materials. By the end of my holiday, I was more exhausted than I had been at the beginning. Next summer, I'm definitely going on a cruise.
Speaker 2.
We always enjoy travelling abroad for our holidays, but last year we decided to stay nearer home. It took just 1 hour to get there, a beautiful place in the middle of the green countryside. And when we arrived, a lady was at the door waiting for us with the key so we could make ourselves at home immediately. There were no long queues in airports, no checking into hotels, and we didn't have to try using our terrible French or Spanish. The place was clean and tidy, and a short time after arriving, we were sitting in the local pub by the river. I will never forget the experience.
Speaker 3.
I'm really happy I did it. I thought it would be hard work, but actually I enjoyed myself so much that my heavy rucksack wasn't really a problem. The whole trip with my brother took 6 days, and we stayed in different interesting places along the way. Hostels, a campsite, and even 2 nights in private homes. It was great. But the best part was that it was a brilliant way to meet people, not just tourists, but also the guide, the porters who carried our things, and the locals.
Speaker 4. We usually put our tent in the car and set off round France for the whole summer, but last year we decided to have a complete change and go on a more relaxing holiday. So I booked a cruise round the Greek islands, thinking that we would meet lots of interesting people, enjoy the sun, and see a few cultural sights. No walking, just a sunbed looking at the sea. Wonderful. But in fact, the people were not at all interesting. There were lots of children running everywhere, and old couples. And the ship didn't stop in the most interesting famous places of the area. Speaker 5.
I was looking forward to going. I had never met my husband's cousin before, but I knew he and his family lived in the far north of Scotland, a place I've always wanted to see. and we did enjoy the Scottish countryside, walking along the beautiful beaches and relaxing in their beautiful garden, but we really didn't get on well. My husband's cousin never spoke, and obviously was not happy about having visitors. Once was enough.
Speaker 1.
Well, what I really wanted was a summer similar to when I was a child. Staying in bed until midday, watching TV, relaxing in the garden. But after a few days, I began seeing all the jobs that needed doing around the place. Soon, I was putting up shelves, cutting the grass, doing some painting. The only time I went out was to go to the local DIY shop for materials. By the end of my holiday, I was more exhausted than I had been at the beginning. Next summer, I'm definitely going on a cruise.
Speaker 2.
We always enjoy travelling abroad for our holidays, but last year, we decided to stay nearer home. It took just 1 hour to get there, a beautiful place in the middle of the green countryside. And when we arrived, a lady was at the door waiting for us with the key so we could make ourselves at home immediately. There were no long queues in airports, no checking into hotels, and we didn't have to try using our terrible French or Spanish. The place was clean and tidy, and a short time after arriving, we were sitting in the local pub by the river. I will never forget the experience.
Speaker 3.
I'm really happy I did it. I thought it would be hard work, but actually I enjoyed myself so much that my heavy rucksack wasn't really a problem. The whole trip with my brother took 6 days, and we stayed in different interesting places along the way. Hostels, a campsite, and even 2 nights in private homes. It was great. But the best part was that it was a brilliant way to meet people. Not just tourists, but also the guide, the porters who carried our things, and the locals.
Speaker 4. We usually put our tent in the car and set off round France for the whole summer, but last year we decided to have a complete change and go on a more relaxing holiday. So I booked a cruise round the Greek islands, thinking that we would meet lots of interesting people, enjoy the sun and see a few cultural sights. No walking, just a sunbed looking at the sea. Wonderful. But in fact, the people were not at all interesting. There were lots of children running everywhere, and old couples. And the ship didn't stop in the most interesting famous places of the area. Speaker 5.
I was looking forward to going. I had never met my husband's cousin before, but I knew he and his family lived in the far north of Scotland, a place I've always wanted to see. And we did enjoy the Scottish countryside, walking along the beautiful beaches and relaxing in their beautiful garden, but we really didn't get on well. My husband's cousin never spoke, and obviously was not happy about having visitors. Once was enough.